gets a straight and in front, a couple on All Banter Away Game, another award, September Run charging through the fence, Bella Vella, Champagne Dreams, then Bella Nipotina, but Snap Dancer in full flight, Away Game into the clear, Away Game chasing Snap Dancer, Snap Dancer kept going at any old price, and Snap Dancer takes out the Sangster all the way from Away Game.
Just chatting to Brad Spicer with Joe McKinnon, and one of the biggest thrills he got out of yesterday was Ethan Brown riding his first Group 1 winner, and Ethan Brown joins us this morning. Congratulations, Ethan.
Yeah, thanks, Warren.
How does it feel after you went through that yesterday and now you know you've achieved what you've been striving for so long to achieve?
It feels great. I can't really describe the feeling, but good to finally get a Group 1, obviously. Had a few setbacks throughout my career, and it just shows that persistence and hard work pays off in the end.
Say you've been striving for so long, you're still relatively young in your riding career with hopefully so much of it ahead of you. How did the race pan out for you yesterday?
Yeah, it actually couldn't have panned out any better in my opinion. Kieran said one thing before the race. He didn't give me many instructions, but the one thing he said was just be on top of her coming out of the gates. He said if she jumps well, you know, she's got a great chance. And she has missed it in the past. And look, today yesterday she pinged out the gates and she got across so easily. She just travelled so well out in front. She got into a lovely rhythm, and I think that's what won her the race. She's able to kick off the bend and, you know, she proved too strong.
They're doing their preliminaries for the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. We'll take that race live in some 7 or 8 minutes or so. Currently, number 3 Epicenter, fixed odds favourite at $4.80. Ethan, you referenced that you've had a few stop starts in your career. Let's wind the clock back a little bit, particularly your early days as a young fella thrown into relative hustle and bustle of an apprentice jockey in metropolitan Melbourne. Just take us through how you first got involved and found your way to Melbourne.
Yeah, so I come from Alice Springs, and obviously a big move to Melbourne, thrown in the deep end a bit, but I was in the right hands and guidance of Mick Kent. He sort of led me in the right direction. Started off in Melbourne, you know, and it's, you know, got a bit homesick and whatnot and sort of stopped, started. And Mick sat me down one day. He said, look, if you just ride for one more year, I'll make you leading apprentice. I said, all right. So we sort of done that, and then he moved the goalpost again. Outride your claim. Then I'd done that. Once that was over and done with, I had a bit of a break. Obviously, battled with me weight a bit throughout my apprenticeship. I think I took 3 months off. Come back to riding. Sort of got stuck into it again. Had another break because of the weight problem after about a year. And then, I sort of found myself here. And as I said earlier, like, it just shows that persistence and hard work sort of pays off in the end.
How's your weight being managed at this stage?
Yeah, good. I've sort of matured a lot in the last few years, I believe, and learning to do things properly, sort of eating right all the time. So weight, I'm never really light, but sort of it's manageable, so to speak.
You've outlined a few stop-starts, and then there was the Airbnb situation last year with an enforced time away from the track. How difficult was it for you to refocus and come back after that and control your weight during that time?
Yeah, I felt like I was just getting going again before that suspension. But it is what it is. I didn't stop working, so I think 3 months I rode truck work for, sort of just freelance. Done a lot for Kieran. He looked after me. Matty Laurie. But sort of working every day. I didn't get too heavy. But, you know, because I sort of kept that baseline fitness, when I did sort of come back to riding, it was much easier to get my weight down just properly through dieting and whatnot.
Brad Spicer referencing that he was involved with you at a very early age, and I suppose that goes back to Darren Weir, and now through Lindsay Smith and association with Brad, that seems to have been another important stable that's supported you through this time.
Yeah, exactly. I had a bit of luck for Brad throughout my apprenticeship, as you stated, with with Darren Weir. You know, it just makes yesterday's win just a bit more special as well.
Comica, you rode for Mick Kent, who was also absolutely instrumental in guiding you through the stage of and probably keeping you involved in racing. What did you make of her run yesterday?
Yeah, I thought she was good. She was good in defeat. It's good she got a bit of black type next to her name now. I thought she floated a bit when she hit the front. But obviously up in grade, as I said, I think her run was really good. What she does next, I'm not sure, but I'm sure she's got a stakes win in her. It's just a matter of time.
I think I heard you in a post-race interview yesterday say that your grandparents might have been on course yesterday and you were going to have dinner with them afterwards. How were the post-race celebrations?
Yeah, that was great. They come down and watched me yesterday and, you know, it's funny how it all works out. Sort of booked dinner a few nights ago, not expecting to win a Group 1, but, yeah, took them out for dinner. It's a very special night. And had a few drinks with some close mates afterwards.
Ethan, fantastic to see what you achieved yesterday. Hopefully the first of many. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, Warren.